This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and today we have a studio full of divas with opera on tap. Now, you guys are used to performing in bars, so thank you for coming out in the daytime to sing for us here in Studio C. Charlotte Ulrich, one of the co-managing divas, is going to tell us a little bit about opera on tap. And it doesn't involve tap dancing, right?
No tap dancing, but lots of taps at local bars and breweries. As Colleen said, we are a grassroots movement bringing opera to the people in the local bars and breweries around Nashville. Our chapter started in 2016, but Opera on Tap has been an international group since 2005, when it started in Brooklyn. Today, we sing in a monthly show in breweries all around town. And we're just, our mission is to make opera fun and accessible to anybody who comes out to hear us.
So if you happen to be listening to this remotely, you can check in your town and see if there is a chapter of Opera on Tap.
Yes.
John Logan Wood, you are starting us off with one of the most recognizable arias in the rep. Tell
That's
us
right.
about this part of Rigoletto.
So this aria is from the first, the opening of the third act. This is an aria by the Duke, who is actually trying to seduce someone named Magdalena. So, which is a little strange. The translation is actually not very flattering. So I think he's kind of playing a little bit coy and saying, you know, like if anyone falls in love with a woman or tries to chase a woman, he'll end up being miserable and stuff. And so this is kind of that he's kind of in this inn by himself trying to seduce this other lady. So
this is the Duke's aria La Donna Immobile from Verdi's Rigoletto.
Donna immobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero, sempre un mobile, leggiadro viso, in pianto in riso e menzoniero. La donna immobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensier. Di pensier di pensier è sempre misero chi alle sa fida chi le confida mal quanto il cuore pur mai non sentesi felice o pieno chi su quel seno non li va amore la donna immobil qua più mal vento muta dal cento e di pensier e di pensier
Logan Wood as the Duke singing La Donna Immobile from Verdi's Rigoletto with Ben Harris at the piano for everyone today. Lindsay Cunningham, another co-managing diva, the opera Marina. Totally unusual in the world of opera. It's a love triangle, right? So what's happening in this scene?
Sure. So Marina is in love with Jorge, a local fisherman, but he has no idea. In the first act of this zarzuela, she confesses to her best friend, Teresa, how much she loves Jorge, but no matter what will happen, she will stay in love with him.
All right. This is Pensar en él from Marina by Emilio Arrieta.
Sois mi vida, mi sol.
questa nota. Di Laura nel giro mandare un sospiro, che se il non lo accoghi al cielo se va. Di Laura nel giro mandare un sospiro, che se
music by Emilio Arietta, Pensar en él from Marina, with Lindsay Cunningham in the title role. We're shifting our setup now because the next piece is a real scene. Musetta, Stephanie, set the stage for us.
Sure. The character Musetta sings this aria at the Café Mamos on New Year's Eve. And Musetta sings this aria to get the attention of her former lover, Marcello. So to make him jealous, she brings another old man with her, Alcindoro. And she's really jealous at first that he's not paying attention to her. So she continues to flirt and sing until he can no longer resist her. And meanwhile, the character Mimi is singing of her newfound love for Rodolfo.
So this is Musetta's waltz, Quando Men Vo, from Puccini's La Bohème.
Me fall.
Quando Men Vo, from Puccini's La Boheme, Stephanie Jabre as Musetta, Jesse Nielsen as Mimi, Eddie Charlton as Marcello, and John Logan Wood as Alcindoro. From the familiar to maybe the more unexpected, a musical comedy. Jesse Nielsen, tell us about Giuditta.
Giuditta is a story about a woman who she totally leaves her husband and runs away with this man to Northern Africa. He's a soldier, so she follows him to his post, and then he's like, just kidding, I don't like you. So she's kind of left alone, and she becomes a lounge singer. And in this song, she's literally talking about, I don't know why everyone's so obsessed with me. Guys just come near me and they start talking about love and magic. Oh, wait, I know why. It's because my lips, they kiss so hot.
Oh, meine Lippen, sie küssen so heiß, from Lehar's Giuditta. Giuditta, meine Lippen, sie küssen so heiß, with Jesse Nielsen in the title role. This next aria is likely familiar, but you may not know just how comic this opera is. Charlotte, what's happening in Gianni Schicchi?
I'll be singing O mio babbino caro from Gianni Schicchi. I am singing the role of Lauretta. In this aria, you'll definitely recognize it. I am pleading with my father to let me marry the man that I love. And what many people don't know about this aria is that the singer is actually 16. So the reason that a lot of the text is very dramatic, I'll say some things like, I would like to throw myself off of a bridge. I want to die. You know, I'm a little dramatic as a teen.
This is O mio babbino caro from Puccini's Gianni Schicchi.
Oh!
From Puccini's opera Gianni Schicchi, that was O mio babbino caro with Charlotte Ulrich as Loretta. This next scene is from The Huguenots with Eddie Charlton, which plot-wise, Eddie, I think we could describe it as Romeo and Juliet meets The Purge.
Yes, this is Meyerbeer's gigantic five-act opera about the wars of religion in France. It culminates in the St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre in 1572. But I am Marcel. I am an old Huguenot soldier who has gone looking for my master, Raoul. He is in the house of a Catholic nobleman. They're drinking. They're telling stories about their mistresses. I am scandalized. They offer me a drink, and I say no. They say, well, if you're not going to drink, you might as well sing. And I say, okay, I've got a song for you. Here's a song from the Siege of La Rochelle, where we massacred you.
This is the Huguenot battle song from Meyerbeer's The Huguenots.
And the piff-paffs you hear is him mimicking gunfire.
All right.
Piff. Paff. Piff. Paff.
Pour les convents, c'est fini, les moines à terre. Guerre à tout cagobéni, papiste, la guerre. Livrons à la flamme, fait le temple d'enfer. Leur temple d'enfer. Livrons leur temple, temple d'enfer. Terrassons-les, saisons-les, frappons-les, perçons-les. Terrassons-les, saisons-les, frappons-les, perçons-les. Pif, paf, pouf, cernons-les. Pif, paf, pouf, frappons-les. Pif, paf, pif, paf, paf. Pif, paf, pif, paf. Qu'il pleure, qu'il meure, mais grâce jamais. Qu'il pleure, qu'il meure, mais grâce jamais, non, non, non. Jamais, non, 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 jamais, non, 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 jamais, non, 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 jamais. Jamais mes bras ne trembla aux plaintes des femmes. Malheur à ces Dalila qui perdent les âmes. Brisons au tranchant d'y fait le charme d'enfer. Brisons leur charme d'enfer. Charme d'enfer. Charme d'enfer. C'est beau, démons, chassez-les, traquez-les, frappez-les. C'est beau, démons, chassez-les, traquez-les, frappez-les. Pif, paf, pouf, chassez-les. Pif, paf, pouf, traquez-les. Pif, paf, pif, paf. puff, piff puff, piff puff. Qu'il pleure, qu'il meure, mais grâce jamais. Qu'il pleure, qu'il meure, mais grâce jamais. Non, 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 jamais. Non, 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 jamais. Non, 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 jamais. Non, 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 jamais.
The Huguenot Battle Song from Giacomo Meyerbeer's opera The Huguenots with Eddie Charlton as Marcel. And a much happier ending is ready for everyone in The Marriage of Figaro. Right, Jesse?
Yeah. So in the end of Marriage of Figaro, it all ends up okay and the Count is forgiven. But in this point in the opera, my husband, the Count, really wants to bed my chambermaid Susanna and my kind of BFF, so that's dumb. I don't know why he thought he could get away with it. So what we decide to do is we come up with a plan that Susanna's gonna slip him a note saying, meet me under the pine trees. It's so cool there in the fresh breeze, basically, but I'm gonna be there in disguise. But he doesn't know that. So this is us coming up with the note that Susanna is going to slip the Count so we can trap him.
So Jesse Nielsen is the Countess and Lindsay Cunningham as Susanna with Sularia from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. Sularia from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro with Jesse Nielsen as the Countess and Lindsay Cunningham as Susanna. Opera on Tap. Charlotte Ulrich, where can we hear you next?
Our next show will be Friday, November 16th at New Heights Brewing. But the best way to keep up with all of our upcoming shows is to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. All of our handles are at OOT Nashville.
You can even find them tagged in some 91 Classical posts today. Thank you, Opera on Tap and Ben Harris at the piano. Next week on Live in Studio, C pianist Craig Neese performs Ravel's Le Tombeau du Couperin in honor of the centennial of the World War I armistice. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps, and we appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.